Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, I was saying earlier in the week that we had an awful weekend of death and dying across the country, and unfortunately that seems to be continuing. If you read the papers today, the Irish Daily Mail on the front page, manhunt in Kerry after woman in her 40s beaten to death at home, and they've named the woman Jamie Carney in her 40s. Gardaí launching a manhunt last night after a young mother was brutally beaten to death in her own home. Jamie Carney died in her bedroom on the Muckross Road in Killarney and is believed to have been found by her teenage daughter. The woman's originally from New York and she'd relocated to Ireland 7 years ago, and she has one daughter, and the chief suspect is believed to have escaped the area shortly after the woman's horrific death. So now we've a big manhunt underway in the Kerry area. The Irish Times on the front page goes with the EPA report. It feels like we have these EPA reports about once a month on greenhouse gas emissions and things like that. But the latest report is out today and Ireland remains well off track in cutting greenhouse gas emissions after a fall of just 2.2% last year. So it's good news that they're falling, but the EPA says it needs to be falling at a rate of about 10% a year, not 2.2%, if we're to make our emissions targets. The Irish Independent on the front page goes with RTE. RTE needs an extra bailout as one in five no longer has a TV. So many people, I was saying it to a friend recently and he was saying to me he hasn't watched terrestrial television in about 2 years. So a lot of people don't watch TV and they say they don't even have TVs anymore. They're watching it on their tablets and their laptops. So the Indo says extra funding is needed for the state broadcaster because revenue from the licence fee is continuing to fall. And now this is reigniting a debate about a broadcasting charge, according to the Indo. And staying with RTE, the Irish Sun finally has the answer because they've been asking for some time who is going to present the Late Late Show come September. We now know Patrick Kilty has signed a contract for another 3 years. The headline on the front of the Irish Sun is "Better Late Late Than Never." Patrick Kilty will continue as the Late Late Show host for 3 more years, confirmed yesterday. Also confirmed he's not getting a pay rise. I think he gets a quarter of a million. I'm open to correction on that. But there's no pay rise involved. So we'll get the same money to do the Late Late for the next 3 years. Now, inside the papers, we've a couple of big Oireachtas committees on today. One is the Oireachtas Transport Committee, and the Irish Independent says that the Road Safety Authority is going to appear before it. Now, a lot of people have been very concerned about the amount of road deaths in recent times. For example, 7 people have lost their lives on the country's roads since Saturday, and right now that brings the total number of fatalities so far this year to 93, which is 11 more than the same period last year. And anyway, the Road Safety Authority is due before the Oireachtas Transport Committee because TDs and senators really want to know why there's an increase in road deaths and if the Road Safety Authority is fit for purpose. The Indo says that the Road Safety Authority is going to tell the politicians that the reason, or one of the reasons why we've a rise in road deaths, is down to our increasing population. That's according to the opening statement from the Road Safety Authority. So you can probably expect some fireworks at that committee meeting. Another committee where we can expect fireworks is an Oireachtas committee today, which is going to be looking at the return scheme, the deposit return scheme. And the Mail tells us that more than a quarter of the shops who signed up to the scheme are losing money by operating it. The recycling programme added around, obviously, 15 cents. We all know this, to the price of a bottle or a can, and you can reclaim it, go into your shop. But the shops had to take on running the scheme, and they say that 1 in 4 retailers who signed up are actually losing money by operating the scheme. The Convenience Store and Newsagents Association will appear before the Oireachtas Climate Committee, and they will say the scheme appears to be incapable of allowing our sector to recover the costs of the deposit return scheme. And then they've an interview as well in the Mail with Gus O'Hara, who owns a Spar shop in Clontarf, and he says the return machines have become a burden for him and his staff, who have to take the time out to maintain clean and empty them. Lots about that in the mail. Now we have the good weather, the warm weather, and as night follows day, Ishka Aaron are out saying you have to conserve your water. This is in the Irish Independent and it's in the Star as well. Ishka Aaron, formerly Irish Water, warning that water demand is now hitting about 680 million litres on warm days. That's 40 million litres above average. And they are warning that water in many areas is being used faster than it can be replaced. And now it's asking us all to save water where we can. Now, over to the World Cup. Lots of coverage of the World Cup in the Star. Bad news for Norway. They're taking on England next. But several players and the manager are all sick in the Norway team. The boss says constant jetting between venues hundreds of miles apart has taken its toll on his squad, and a number of players are sick with a fever, and the manager himself was coughing violently at a press conference yesterday as well. So now officials are worried that there is a bug lurking within the Norway camp, which is certainly music to England's ears. And finally in the mail, we have the tiny moments that help us get through the working week. And it's things like discovering a forgotten tenner in our pocket, managing to park perfectly, or finding a shopping trolley with a coin already in it. I do enjoy when that happens. A new poll of 2,000 adults found a third look for little unexpected joys to make dreary days Monday to Friday better. The average person experiences at least three of these little joyful moments a week, and 21% rely on them in the middle of the week to help lift their mood and lift their day. Other moments of joy during the week include getting home just before it starts raining, a delivery arriving at the scheduled time, and remembering your bags for the supermarket, which all goes to show we lead quite boring lives.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.